Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, April the 12th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadon Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep this conversation going by supporting this podcast, sharing it online, leaving us a good review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you might get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description of this podcast so you can do just that. But before we do anything else, I want to hit them hard with the verse of the day.
Well, don't hit him hard.
I'm going to club somebody over the head with a baseball bat with the word of God, and I'm going to do it right now. This comes from a book that we don't really talk a lot about. This is from Amos, or Amos, however you want to say it.
Amos.
I'm trying to get the...
Amos.
I'm trying to get the New King James Version. Here we go. This is from Amos 5:14. Seek good and not evil that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you as you have spoken.
I love that verse because it talks about what you're seeking. You know, a lot of times we just think about life passively happening to us, but you are actively pursuing something with your life.
That's true.
You are either pursuing a relationship with God, and you are pursuing opportunities to make him known, to make Christ visible, to impact other people, or you are pursuing some form of self-edification or gratification or promotion, something like that. But you are going to be chasing after something. What or who you are chasing after is up to you.
And it's funny you say that, because those are not things that we would say evil. You know, it says, you know, seek good, not evil. But nobody really takes a good hard look at themselves and say, you know, I think I'm seeking evil.
Right.
I'm laying up treasures of wickedness today. But I mean, think about that. Think about what evil does. Evil nurses grudges. You know, it spreads gossip.
Yeah.
It feeds into lust, and it seeks to serve self.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you're seeking? A lot of times that's what I'm seeking. I'm seeking to nurse some bitterness, or to spread some gossip, or to just serve myself and make myself happy. But God longs to be with us. You know, he's promised to never leave us. And so where he goes, where his character and where his righteousness and his goodness goes, that's where we long to be. That's what I want to seek after.
That's right. Amen. Do you like my
I was going to ask you about
here?
The shirt.
You like my shirt?
Yeah, I like your shirt.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a little jealous.
It's bright. It's got a lot of logos on it.
The radio audience cannot see it.
Many. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the episode, but this was a gift from a very dear friend who is actually on the episode today. You'll see him in just a few minutes.
I think we should go grab him.
We should go grab him. So we're going to be talking today. You've met him before. It's our friend Curtis Vick.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about an upcoming event here at our church, Clearview, that is an outreach opportunity for fishermen.
Yes.
Which is something that is a little bit unusual, but I'm excited because not only about this event, but about the heart behind it.
That's right.
To see men step up and lead. I don't want to give away too much. We're going to go get him and Dr. Shah in just a second, talk more about this event and how you can be involved, how you can partner with us. But as we're doing that, as you're listening to the commercial break, if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, listeners. I'm John Galantis.
And I'm Ellie Galantis.
And we just want to take a quick second and talk to you about Dr. Shah's and Nicole's book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotions to Help You Move Forward.
You know, this is actually the second book in the 30 Days series. And the whole point of this devotional is to help us get unstuck from the ruts of life.
You know, when it comes to running the race of life, it matters how you start. But a bad start doesn't ultimately determine how you finish the race. You can have a good finish even with a bad start. And that's where this book comes in.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. Instead of going out and buying some gadget or some planner, like I know I've done several times.
I know that's right.
30 Days encourages you to find your fresh start in God's Word.
Life doesn't have a reset button, but our God is a God who does new things. His mercies are new every day, which means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
You can grab 30 Days to a New Beginning on Amazon.com. We're going to leave a link in the description box below, and if you already have the book, let us know what you think about it.
That's right. Send us a text, 252-582-5028. Share what God has done in your life through this devotional. Hey, maybe we'll even read your story on the air. Ellie, you ready to get back to the show?
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadon Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right. And if today is your very first time ever joining us here on the Clearview Today Show, we want to make you feel welcome, let you know who's talking to you today. Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. You can find all of his work on his website at abadanshah.com.
Dr. Shah, I gotta say,
we have the shirts.
You guys
we
are have looking the pretty stinking good.
Man,
I'm not gonna lie.
Curtis Vick is with us on the podcast today. Welcome back. Glad to have you on the show again.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess I did pretty good the last time to be get invited back.
I gotta say, we are a radio medium first and foremost. But if you are not watching on video, what are you doing?
You're missing out, man.
Park the car. Pull it up on Facebook right now.
Watch the video.
Because you can see our fun shirts.
These look really phenomenal. For those of you who don't understand like what you're looking at, or maybe you're listening on the radio, we've got these fishing jerseys that Curtis had made for us, and they have all of our Clearview logos on the shirts. Like, we have the Clearview Church logo, and we've got the sports ministry, and the like Salt and Light and Awana over here, and then Kindle. I mean, there's everything on there. It's like, it's Clearview on a shirt. I love it.
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
I bought a fishing shirt years ago. Not years ago. I'm talking like years and years. Like 3 years ago, I bought it. And I loved it. I was like, wow, this is great. And then Curtis gave me his shirt, which was year before last. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I'm like, wow, that's a great shirt. And it has a Clearview logo on it. But then to have this, I mean, this.
Oh, man.
I'm going to wear this Sunday morning.
I mean, talk about branding.
That's awesome.
No kidding.
It looks really good.
Branding game is on point.
And the thing about these fishing shirts is they're so good. Mm-hmm. You know, this light, they're airy, you know. So when you're out there and it's hot, you feel cool. If it's cool, you just feel just right. I mean, they're great.
Is it like one of those shirts that have like the flap on the back that lets that air get up in it?
Not really. Those are they're the kind that's they're moisture wicking. They're performance t-shirts is what they are. And I got to give a shout out to Fusion Custom Apparel for designing it. A few weeks ago, I asked Ryan to give me the logos, a vectored image of all the logos, and he got them over, I think, the next day. Mm-hmm. And I sent them off to my guy, and I said, listen, I want you to have fun with this. Mm-hmm. Design me something and send me a proof. And that's what he came up with.
That's really awesome. It looks incredible. Yeah. I grew up in the South, and so our church is in like deep South Bible Belt, and so there's a lot of outdoorsy men. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they'll come, maybe not on Sunday mornings, but our Saturday night services, I'll see a lot of guys, they'll come in, and they've been on the lake all day. And so I would see them in these like t-shirts, but they had this like cape on the back. And I never knew, because I did not grow up as an outdoorsy guy. I was not into like fishing or anything.
But your dad
was. My dad was, but I wasn't. But I didn't really see him wear those shirts a lot, so I would kind of make fun of them, and I'd be like, what, why you got this little like cape on the back of your shirt? And then my wife was like, those are fishing shirts, like they wear those because they've been out fishing all day.
Now I have a couple of those shirts like that.
I'm
familiar with them.
Do you like
them? I do. They are, especially when you're offshore fishing. Mm-hmm. Like on the ocean and stuff. But bass fishing, when you're trying to promote an image or a brand or something, mm-hmm. like that, you got to be dressed to the T. So
amen.
I love it. Well, Curtis is on the show with us today. We've had you on the show before talking about this upcoming event, the Bassmaster Legacy Night. It's an event we're hosting here at Clearview, and we can talk about the logistics of what the event is. Dr. Shah, I know this is something that's been near to your heart for a while.
Yeah, it's coming up on April the 29th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about that. It's on a Saturday, so guys, you have no excuse. Honestly, I mean, get in here as soon as you can. Get your information in, sign up as soon as you can, because it's going to fill up fast.
That's right. We've already had a lot of people talking about it, a lot of excitement around the event. And we want to talk about like what the event is, but let's talk about the why behind the event. Like, mm-hmm. what is the heart behind this legacy night? Because I know we talked about it briefly last time, but Curtis, you want to just fill in our listeners, people who are watching the show, what is the Bassmaster Legacy Night?
Yeah, so the Bassmaster Legacy Night is geared toward bringing people to Christ, people in a field that maybe have never even been into a church before, and trying to gain those souls for Christ and to be able, you know, to promote that. Mm-hmm. It is an event that's geared toward men in general, just by nature, but it's open pun to intended. Anybody. Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
But it is open to anyone.
That's right.
And so men, women, children, all alike, please come out and join the event. We're going to have some great prizes. We're going to do a meal right before the event, starting around 5:30, I think, and then the event will be from 6 to 8. Huge names in the sports of bass fishing that is coming out. All of us actually will be fishing in the Bass Open that following week, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wow.
So it's going to be an awesome time. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about professionals like Bobby Lane, Blake Smith. We had him on the episode the last time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I gotta give a shout out to them. They're getting ready to fish the Toledo Bend Reservoir tournament this weekend. Huge time for them. So good luck to all those guys that's going to be fishing that.
Wow.
So, it's the event's here to bring people to Christ. And Blake shared a stat the last time. I think the last time that he mentioned that they had about 850 people that have been saved through this
that's
event.
Amen.
That's incredible.
Amen. Yeah. Dr. Shaw, I know that's something that's kind of been on your mind is gearing ministry towards men, you know, setting right. men up as leaders in the church, but then mm-hmm. also finding those avenues to bring men into the church right. that may not have had an avenue into the that's church right. before.
Mm-hmm. And again, I want to emphasize, we reach all people. I don't mm-hmm. care who you are. As long as you have a soul, we'll come after you
that's right.
because Jesus died for you.
That's
whether
right.
man, woman, boy, girl, doesn't matter. If you're American or international, doesn't matter where you come from, how much you make, none of that makes a difference. We are always soul focused. But at the same time, you know, it's we look in a church, an average church, you don't see men. Mm-hmm. You know, you see that part missing. And as a father or a husband, you know, and our son. So I have through the years, we prayed over this, you know, God help us to reach men mm-hmm. and do things that we can, whether in how we do our service or how I preach or how our ministries are lined up, that we can bring men,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that they will feel comfortable coming and, you know, let the gospel make them uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but do everything possible to,
right.
to win them in. And this Bassmasters event is one of those things. You get to meet people you typically will not meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're busy. They're in pictures and magazines and posters. They're here.
Right.
You can walk up and talk to them.
That's right. For those who don't operate in this realm, they're not maybe exposed to some of those names. Can you give us some perspective, Curtis, on how, like, where these guys rank in the fishing world? Like, how big a name are we talking here?
So I keep talking about Bobby Lane and you're talking about a guy that won Red Crest for the Major League Fishing Series mm-hmm. last
wow.
year. Mm-hmm. Red Crest is probably the pinnacle of bass fishing in the Major League Fishing
wow.
Series. Is basically you have to win your way into that event. And he won that event with 2 minutes left to go on the clock.
Oh, wow.
Captain Clutch.
On a replay. Yeah. So in that series at that level, they do what they call catch, weigh, and release.
Hmm.
So they catch a fish, a boat official weighs it, and then they release the fish back pretty much where they caught it at, which is pretty sustainable for the fishery itself.
Right.
But it can lead to some very exciting finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Bass fishermen have no quit in them for the most part.
they're going till the clock is out.
You're going till the clock is out. And, you know, I got to talk about my last event on Carl Lake here. That actually happened to me. I was going into the 1 o'clock hour,
right.
weigh-ins at 3 o'clock, and I caught two fish in the last 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That put me, I ended up finishing seventh in that tournament. So, and I'll segue
wow.
into this. We got Epic Baits here. You can probably see it on the screen. This is some of the giveaways that we're going to be giving away coming up at the event. Some Epic Tungsten. Oops.
You want to tell them what it is just for our radio audience as well?
Yeah. So Epic Baits is it's fishing weights. It's a prize pack. Not a prize pack, but a giveaway for mm-hmm. the event. It's a sticker. It's a koozie. And it's a three-pack of quarter-ounce tungsten weights.
Nice.
Very hard to find right now, might I say.
Really? So, okay.
This is a high-value commodity.
It is.
Very nice.
And it's so I want to give Epic Baits a shout out on that for
we appreciate
with
that.
On that
very really
much
do.
So. Very much. And then Credo Automotive out of South Hill, they're going to donate some other prize item as well. So I do appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But just again, getting men into church, and from my testimony standpoint, when I came to this church, my wife was the head of household when it comes to our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And this church has helped change that for us.
Wow.
Since I've been at this church, I've baptized my entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, Dr. Shaw.
Man.
Absolutely.
And I watch how my own children develop through it.
Mm.
And that's one of the reasons why I wear my Clearview logo
that's
on my
right.
jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Every Bass jersey I have has the Clearview logo on it. And it's not, I'm not a paid sponsor by Clearview. They just sponsor my faith. So I think it's worth keeping it on there.
I love that. I remember the first time Curtis asked me, do you mind if I do that? I said, no. I was going to say, do you want us to like sponsor you? Do you want us to do something? He's like, no, I just want to put the logo on if that's okay. I was like, yeah, by
please.
All means.
Absolutely.
You'll be out there fishing with Clearview logo on. That's the first.
Yeah. 100%.
Go for it,
that's
please.
Awesome. I love it.
I love the way you put that is that you sponsor my faith in that there's an exchange of, you know, a spirit of encouragement, you know what I mean? And a spirit of life. And like you
yes.
said, you're bringing your family here. You've baptized your family. And so now there's investment, there's buy-in. You see that there's men here that maybe were in the same place as you.
Mm.
And so that heart behind it, I think, is what encourages me, you know, because again, we're not all into fishing and outdoorsy stuff, but I can look at you and the man that you are and the, you know, the conviction that you have. And I'm like, man, that inspires me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of men, like I'm looking forward to that night because seeing those men come together and say, you know what? We love doing this. We love this activity, but Christ is at the center of everything we do through all this mm-hmm. fishing.
That's right.
That's beautiful. I think that's really beautiful.
That's yeah. Right. And that's, that is one of the reasons why I think I've even become more, I guess in love for lack of better words with bass fishing in general is because of the promotion of faith that it does mm-hmm. have, naturally, you know, Matthew 4:19 says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to be mm-hmm. once we're saved. And once we're baptized, we are to go out and be those disciples and those fishers of
exactly.
men. And that's why when this event came up, I was like, that's got to happen at our church.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had talked about having a fishing tournament, and I talked about my mother-in-law the last time and all the events with that, kind of postponed that. And then this popped up. I was like, this could be even bigger than
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We understand. You guys had quite a year. You started your fishing, life and adventure and tournaments. So a lot of time going in that direction. But then, of course, with your mother-in-law, you know, that definitely takes precedent over mm-hmm. everything. And we totally understand. And we're praying that this event, you know, will be
mm-hmm.
will be someone to remember.
That's right.
You know, it's touched many lives.
Mm-hmm. And that continues to impact and show, just like we've been talking about, show men that church is a place for you.
Yes.
It's not a place where to just drop your family off. It's
right.
not a place to just
right.
kind of like, you know, relegate that to someone else's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place for you to, number one, be invested yourself.
That's right.
And number two, set that tone for your family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To step
Amen.
Up and be the spiritual leader.
I love that quote that you mentioned by Jesus where he says, come and I'll make you fishers of men. Because we actually just last week, we put out a video on that mm-hmm. where Jesus actually is on the other side of the crucifixion, the other side of the resurrection, where he's walking back on the shore after Peter goes fishing again. And he says, you know, cast your net onto the other side. Do you want to just kind of talk about that since
yeah.
it's the timing is lining up
oh,
so perfectly.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, Peter was a fisherman and so was his brother. So were their friends, James and John. And, you know, I've been to Capernaum. Mm-hmm. I've been to that fishing village. I mean, sitting right on the Sea of Galilee and one reason they moved there, because they were not from Capernaum, they moved there because the fishing was better.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus comes walking by and says, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says they dropped their nets and they followed him. And you know, for those 3.5 years, Jesus ministered to them, taught them, rebuked them at times, mm-hmm. you know, got on mm-hmm. to Peter, corrected him. You know, they mostly understood what Jesus was doing, because at times, you know, when Jesus said, who do you think I am? You know, what do people say? And Peter responded with, you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
But then right after the crucifixion and resurrection, it almost seems like Peter's faith kind of dipped. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. he messed up by following Jesus when he was not supposed to. Jesus told him, stay back. This is not your fight. Mm-hmm. But he did, and then denied him. Nonetheless, long story short, when Jesus resurrected, Peter saw him, rejoiced, but he went back mm-hmm. fishing, went back to his old life. Mm-hmm. And Jesus came to him and didn't get angry with him, but kind of sat down and had that conversation. You know, do you love me? Do you love me? Then feed my lambs, mm-hmm. feed my sheep. And even the catch that he had at that encounter was such a massive catch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What Jesus was telling him was, look, my calling is still there. Mm-hmm. You are primarily to go out there and catch people, mm-hmm. catch men for the gospel.
Right.
So, I mean, if you think about fishing is not like a side item right. in the gospel. Yeah, I mean, this is much. Like the story is like from the start to finish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's very symbolically representing exactly what Jesus yeah. came to do.
Yeah, it's like starts at the lake and ends at the lake.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I think that's something to kind of be inspired by, just that encouragement of discipleship where it, like you said, it starts there and it ends there. The story of discipleship with Jesus yeah. comes full circle. And I mean, you guys can kind of see that in y'all's, you know, in y'all's fishing and in y'all's ministry.
That's right. Yeah. It is, I think I shared it on the last episode. At every tournament I've ever been in, we've always started with a prayer mm-hmm. In the national anthem. And I think that the symbolism, I think even the people, the executive in these organizations right. even get that, mm-hmm. And how much that is. I mean, one, we're praying for safety,
of course.
And then they pray for bountiful catches, mm-hmm. but safety at first. And then you know we all, I know one of the tournament directors always thanks God for sending Jesus to be our Savior, mm-hmm. and that. Promoting that, I think that's what we are all called to mm-hmm. do. And if I can use my platform to help push right. that and bring souls to Christ, I think when you were leading the men's Bible study, it was brought out one time that we're not interested in just grabbing one soul. We're interested in grabbing as many as we possibly can.
Right. Dr. Shaw taught me that years and years ago. And that's a fallacy I think people tend to fall into, is that it only matters if we just catch one. That's fine and it sounds good, but is Jesus going to be satisfied with just one?
Right.
Yeah. You know, that was something that you told me very early on in my time here that always stuck with me.
Yeah.
That because we tend to demonize numbers, but yeah. Jesus wanted the big catch.
He wanted more.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just that's the same reason when Curtis came to me about this event, I was like, absolutely. Because I was thinking about doing some kind of wildlife event, mm-hmm. you know, something, maybe a wild game night or something like that. And when he said, fishing, you know, bass, this legacy, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
Mm-hmm. I love, there was a night recently where, you know, we've got information about the event kind of posted around the church, and we were standing in the lobby, and there was a dad and his son, like teenage boy, that walked out, and the sign caught the boy's eye, and he looked at it, and he was like, dad, look at this. Can I invite my friends at school? Because apparently he's wow. a part of like an outdoor kind of like fishing.
Really?
Some sort of club like that at his school. And his dad was like, yeah, absolutely. You can invite you. So they were asking more information about it. And just to see like that generations, we've talked about generations yeah. on the show, just to see generations mm-hmm. of people wanting to come and invite their yeah. friends and invite young men to be a part of something yeah. like this. And to see that impact trickle through the ages. I mean, that's huge. That's tremendous.
Well, and if we can reach children too, especially young boys, mm-hmm. they are our future men in our church.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And if we can teach them early on to be those the leader, the spiritual leader in their home and the Christ follower, and I think you will see a huge revival in this nation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, I mean, yes, we're targeting the men of the households and stuff like that, but that's why we also want the wife and the children, because absolutely. If my wife wasn't in church, I don't know that I would be sitting here today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so she's a huge reason where I'm at.
Yes.
And then us deciding to come here help, you know, catapult me into this is what you need to do.
Mm. Well,
and, you know, we've talked about the God sifting churches, and I think that's what he brought. He sifted us out of the one we were in and brought us here.
Mm. Well, my two boys yesterday were out fishing, not together. One went with a friend of mine. Another one went with his friend, and he went turkey hunting. The younger one went turkey hunting. Like, he left at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow!
Without me waking him up. I mean, that's I'm like, how in the world did that happen?
Because typically, wanted that
bird. I have to wake up Nicholas and then Thomas, and then they get up and kind of like half eyes closed. But Thomas was gone at 4:30.
Wow!
I went turkey hunting and then went fishing. And Nick left about 9 o'clock. He was more, you know, had more sense. Instead of 4:30, he left at 9 o'clock, and he was gone until what, 5? Nick, just about 5 o'clock, and he caught a bunch of fish, catfish.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. It's encouraging to see people get into the things that you're into, especially young men, like you were saying, and to see that that passion for something, especially something as symbolic as fishing and catching fish. And like you said, sharing the gospel and catching men, being fishers of men. It's very, I can imagine it's very, very encouraging to see young kids getting into that.
It is, is very much so. And it typically, like, well, when my boat's running, just as another plug, if anybody's out there that has parts for a 98 Triton boat, let me know.
Go ahead and just leave it as a comment.
Send a text to 252-582-5028. Let us know what parts you have available.
Absolutely. Thank you. Specifically the port side pistons. But anyway, I like taking kids. I take my own kids out quite a bit. And I also like taking others out. And then anybody that really wants to go fishing. And because out there on the boat, you don't have a whole lot to talk about.
That's right.
But there is one couple topics you can always jump into, and then they can't run away from you unless they can swim to the bank.
That's true.
So you can start in on your faith and stuff like that.
That's
right. And what it means to you, and kind of use your own testimony to help them, understand. And I think a lot of times it's just a misconception or misunderstanding about what most Christians are trying to do. And just like in this event, we're trying to save your soul and make sure you have eternal life. And that's what we're looking to do. Nothing, you know, nothing more, nothing less. And now we want you to, once you get to that point, we want you to become a fisher of men also.
That's right.
And do what Jesus has called us to do as
that's
well.
That's right. So. That's right.
Amen. So Bassmaster Legacy Night coming up April 29th, right here at Clearview. It's going to start at 6 p.m. There's a dinner beforehand. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information, or if you're interested in attending, if you want to bring your sons, if you want to bring guys that you're pouring into and investing in, let us know. You can text us 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. We'd love to give you more information. Love to see you at the Bassmaster Legacy Night.
Anything specific we can be looking forward to happening at the Legacy Night?
One, we're going to have a meal. Mm-hmm. They're going to be testimonies shared by, I think 3 or 4 other professionals.
Right.
Very nice.
There'll also be a Q&A session. So you can actually ask them, hey,
what
would you throw during these conditions and stuff like that? And what I've learned about bass fishing is not as a secretive business anymore as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Information is prevalent, and these guys are not afraid to share what they do in certain situations. So bring your questions and come ready for a fun night and a fellowship and hearing a great testimony. So
it's awesome.
Dr. Shaw, do you have anything you wanted to end on?
Well, I mean, I would encourage you men, you know, you can find a lot of excuses to do this and do that. I got to work on this or work on that. No, don't miss this opportunity.
That's right.
You know, and especially if you have sons in your life or daughters in your life, doesn't matter. Bring them, bring them, because they will, you never know what this will do for them. They will not only be inspired to fish or the outdoors, but they may just meet Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And life will be changed forever.
Nothing better than that.
That's awesome.
You know, so I'm excited about it. I know my two boys will be there.
That's right. My son, my 10-year-old, is already asking about it. I mean, he's
there. Like, you go.
Where are we going? Is that coming up?
Yeah.
So they're excited. That's awesome. Well, like we said, if you want more information about the Bassmaster Legacy Night, you can send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. And don't forget, on that same website, you can partner with us on the show financially. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the gospel of Jesus. We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.